Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, your host, with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today we want to talk a bit about Smart Vault. Now, Smart Vault, I'll have to tell you, I've been around from the inception back in the 2007 and 2008 timeframe. Had a friend of mine call me, Eric Pulaski, and it was really one of those conversations. He said, Randy, you know, I had the exit on my prior businesses and I'm tired playing golf. I think I want to build something that helped the profession and I'd like to build document management. You willing to help? And I said, Eric, that's a really good deal. So I'll tell you that I've got a lot of inside baseball on this product and have been with them for a long time. I don't think my involvement is jading the way I look at this product. It's just an overall nice product. So, Brian, what would you like our users to know about Smart Vault document management and portal product?
Well, first and foremost, let's just remind you that your friend Eric has exited the business and now it's owned by
Get Busy.
The former Reckon software tools division out of UK. So this product, you know, again, has got preferred integrations with Intuit. So this is the product that Intuit pushed when they originally were going to cancel their document management system that works with the Pro Series and Lacert. You know, again, there are a lot of folks that use this product. 6,000 firms or businesses, 21,000 paid users. They've got 1 million people using the portal on it, the guest users. Now, it is used in other verticals. So when we've talked about some previous products that just did accounting, this product is actually used in accounting firms, financial services firms, you know, like business management, bookkeeping firms, and with their clients. So this, you know, when we look at this, we're not exactly comparing apples to apples when we compare some of the numbers on the others, because this is a product that many firms are using with their clients in their CAS practices. And so that's something that's slightly different. It does integrate nicely with QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, and Xero. Again, they've really got it going on. You want to talk about the security a little bit, Randy?
Happy to do so. And in fact, the other integration that's important, and you actually have it positioned pretty well, when Lacert DMS was being considered for discontinuance, Intuit did strike a deal with Smart Vault to become a replacement product. So they have very, very tight integrations with some of the professional platforms in addition to the accounting platforms. But again, I know Eric from the old Novell NetWare BindView days. He actually wrote a security product that was sold to Symantec. And that security insight really helped with other businesses that he created. So they began their strategic relationship with Intuit in about 2014, and that has continued since. But I'll just be a little more fussy about the way I say this. Eric and the other developers and I had so many conversations about how to keep things secure and why links that were being sent by many of the other competitive products could be compromised. And I did go through and prove how you could compromise a link sent from some of the other portal and light duty document management systems. And he resisted, and the Smart Vault company resisted putting those, you know, links out for a long time because they were not magic links that were one-time use. They were links that could be intercepted and pick up documents. So that was really not something that was very viable. But let's get to the actual product itself, because one thing I just want you to hear from that conversation, this is a strong product from a security perspective. It's the reason that it can get into all these other industries besides the profession of accounting. And the product itself, Brian, has some features in it that I think our users should know about. What can you name some of them?
Sure. Well, it's got integrated portals, so it's designed to work with your client source documents. It'll also do notifications when files get uploaded or downloaded. You have an activity report on it. Again, there's a branded client portal and integrated e-signature. You can print directly to Smart Vault out of into its tax products. So ProSeries, Lacerte, as well as I think you can also do it from the Intuit's cloud tax product, the Intuit Tax Online. This is a product that, again, originally was built for QuickBooks Desktop, but also works with QuickBooks Online and Xero. In fact, the idea of this product is that you're going to, again, just store the files associated with it, and they're going to be linked to a particular transaction in those applications. And so that's something that's a little different about this.
You know, as you're talking about that, Brian, this is one of those that I can just go off on a rant for a while, because again, this is not a feature buy, but just think of it as a solid, secure document management with portal and, you know, one of your favorite words, AutoNag or reminder in it. You know, it's online document storage, it's secure file sharing, it's got branded client portals in it. It can do PBC or document request lists. It's got an e-signature that's powered by DocuSign. They integrate with scanners. They were one of the first to actually get the scan snaps to work right. They have a connected desktop that they can use. So again, you can work with QuickBooks Desktop and other desktop-oriented products that way. Full text search, Eric and I agreed on that in the original design. The PDF printer is very strong. The email alerting is good. Version control is deep. There's file locking, mobile-enabled, bank-level security, as we've already talked about that. Lots of compliance across HIPAA and FINRA and SEC and GLBA and audit trails, in addition to all of the mail merge email templates, filing mechanisms, and integrations, which we'll talk more about, including an ease of use feature for customizable folder templates. So are there other things that, you know, I guess I went off on a quick rant there to get a bunch of things in a hurry, but what else would you call out?
You've got some workflow tools in here to help you get everything going. You've got, again, the thing that I think really stands out about Smart Vault is going to be the integrations. You know, again, we talked about the tax software in there. You talked about DocuSign, but they also integrate, again, besides QuickBooks and Xero, they also integrate with FreshBooks. FreshBooks, I think, for my money, is one of the better alternatives at the low end for two QuickBooks for people that are self-employed or small business. Where you've got, you know, just a few employees. They have integrations with the Tally expense reporting tool. They also integrate with the FileThis tool, so you can actually have it retrieve your documents from your vendors and then store them directly into Smart Vault without having to do any extra steps in there. You've got the LedgerSync product that does bank feeds. You have the HubDoc product from Xero. And again, the CRM products, results and method both. And again, the integrations with Salesforce, as well as into its new TaxCalc product. You know, again, you've got a lot of integration in here in this application. And so again, if you're looking for a place to hang your documents and for your clients to hang their documents that again, you work with on an outsourced basis where you're doing their CAS work, this is a pretty interesting option.
Yeah, another one that you know, you should know about from a tax software is Drake is also integrated, as it turns out. So, you know, when I think about practitioners who are doing client accounting services and tax, and the last few CPA firm consultations I've done have been that. They don't do audit. You know, this type of product is a pretty serious fit. I have recommended this product yesterday on a consultation because once the managing partner described the needs, I said, you know, friend, here's where I think you should go. So Brian, you are right when it comes to the integration options that are out there as well. Now, you know, one other element that we usually try to cover is just the pricing elements on these products. And I think you're going to find that the pricing of Smart Vault is attractive. About, well, three products, Standard, Business Pro, and Accounting Pro. The standard version is $20 per user per month with a 5-user minimum. The Business Pro version is $40 per user per month with a 2-user minimum. And the Accounting Pro is $40 per user per month with a 2-user minimum. And the feature differences are a little bit between these different platforms. I think they're pretty clear on their website, but the Accounting Pro includes the tax season licenses that you might need as well.
So you don't have to buy a license for the entire year for your temporary people that work during extension season and busy season.
Yeah. And so they do a pretty good job, I think, of their feature list breakdown. They actually have a full feature breakdown that you can compare Standard and Business Pro and Accounting Pro side by side. But all of the things that I mentioned earlier with secure file sharing and custom branding and email notification and map drives, and I didn't mention an Outlook plugin or their mobile app, those are in all of the different products. They have a very specific onboarding with them. So from a support perspective, they're one of our favorite companies in terms of providing good support. And then the workflow pieces are where you begin to see a little bit of difference between the Standard and the Business Pro and Accounting Pro offerings in the platforms. So some of the Accounting Pro only features include a bulk send of files, as an example, the seasonal licenses, and some of the tax integrations. So other key things that you think our listeners should know, Brian?
I mean, they have, it's like A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, they got all the letters in there. So they do FINRA, SEC, GLBA, General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, as well as AML compliance. You have HIPAA compliance, and again, some UCC 9105 compliance. And so notice that they've got, realistically, you can run this product, for example, inside a doctor's office or a dentist office where they are going to have potentially patient data leak into it, and you can still be HIPAA compliant with it, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, that is a nice attribute of this particular platform, no doubt about it. And, you know, as I'm considering all of the different regulatory pieces that you just named, Brian, I've become more sensitive in this year, and I probably will be beyond this year because of the new IRS 5293 and 4557 GLB compliance and other pieces that have been mandated by the IRS. So, you know, if you're cognizant of trying to comply and want a product that fits pretty well, I think they're doing a good job. And I think they actually can help with your required security plan with some of their supporting documentation as well.
Yeah, so they also, again, do two-factor authentication. They have support for knowledge-based authentication on the e-signature. You know, you've got a lot of features in here, again, that just make sense for getting work done. This is a relatively simple product, okay? So, you know, you're not going to go in here and set up 20 fields that have to be gathered with this. But it's a relatively simple product. It does what it says it does. This is not a product, though, that's going to scale necessarily to a firm that has 500 users, right? Its sweet spot is going to be on the lower end of the scale, you know, again, because it's set up to work in an office that's doing a lot of CABs. Okay. So, you know, again, just know that that's kind of where this product fits.
Now, one thing we probably haven't spent near enough time on, and it's really hard to demonstrate on a podcast, right, is the customizable folder templates. You know, when I consider the types of things that you might need to do in your firm that are repetitive, the folder templates can make a huge difference. So if you're going to set up a new client, it will set up all of the structure for you automatically. And if you're going to communicate with a lot of clients, the mail merge and email templates. So don't ignore the templates and don't ignore the auto filing capability, because the vendor is cognizant of trying to save you time. So, you know, for parting thoughts, Brian, any other key things that you would have our listeners know about Smart Vault?
You know, this is a product that really doesn't have to have a whole lot of training. You could pretty much sit down and go to work on this. You may not get all the advanced features in here. You're not going to get the workflows exactly right if you don't do a little bit of training. You're not going to get the folder templates exactly right if you don't do the training. But honestly, this is a tool that's relatively easy to work with. You know, if you're a really small person, if you're a really small firm, let's say you're a solo practitioner and you want the accountant edition, well, your minimum is 2 users at $40 a month. So it's $1,000 a year problem. Okay. So, you know, and this is having a real tool where your data is stored in the cloud, and you can also download it locally if you need to. And so it gives you a lot more flexibility. You know, a lot of solo practitioners in particular, I think, don't take their document management seriously, and they don't back it up. They don't have it set to places where they can, you know, where people, they can work with remote contractors with it easily or other things like that. You know, the nice thing about this product is that it is in the cloud, and it's not going to cost you a king's ransom to get this set up and working for you. And it's easy to use.
Yeah, those are all good points. And then remember, all those integrations to most of the practitioner tools that would be of interest to you, I think are very, very important elements as well. Hopefully we've given you some insights as to what Smart Vault might do for you and your clients. And this might be a wise thing to consider for your practice. We'll see you again in another Technology Lab.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.